Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Brian Marcel is our guest, our new friend, but not for long. We're going to get him back on the show. He has a lot more to teach us. He's joining us from Mallorca, which is an island in the middle of, just off the coast, I should say, of Spain, right? Right, Brian? You're in Palma. Is that the island, Palma? No, not Palma. What's the island? It's the...
No, Mallorca. Palma's the capital.
That's right. Palma's the capital of Mallorca. Mm-hmm.
All you listeners should come and visit, especially cyclists. There's fantastic cyclists.
So, Brian, folks, is one of the world's leaders and one of the pioneers in barcode, but also in the area of improving supply chains, improving systems. He's a internationally recognized leader in this area. He's got a new book out called Raise the Bar, Change the Game, a success primer for budding entrepreneurs who want to change the world. Brian, you gave us a pretty good tour of barcode earlier. As most people know, we went, one of the next things would be the RFID, radio frequency ID. Then we have now, you know, a lot of people, mostly even young people, now know about QR codes, which is not unlike a barcode, right? And now we've got something else, though, that's going to take all of that to a whole other level. I'm going to say it's a quantum leap level of capability, and that's the blockchain. Talk to us about that.
Well, people get muddled up with cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and things
right.
like that.
My audience knows the difference. We've spent plenty of time on that.
Oh, you know the difference. That's brilliant.
Of course. Oh, no, well, we know. Okay. My audience knows that blockchain is the technology under Bitcoin and a separate entity under itself.
Oh, you have a very sophisticated audience. That's wonderful, because I keep getting this problem every time I talk about
it. No, we work hard around here. We've been to town. We've been to town, Brian. Go ahead now.
Okay, so I won't need to go into the technology, but just to say that, you know, some of the benefits of the fact that you've got a decentralized system, so there's no single point of failure. You've got nobody specifically controlling it, so that adds a lot of trust. And in fact, it becomes a single point of trust for any ecosystem that's involved in the blockchain. And not only that, each transaction is immutable, so you can't change the transaction, or you mm-hmm. certainly can't change it mm-hmm. or delete it without anybody noticing it or anything like that. And that's basically why it's going to take off. But I want to try and get it into the corporates because it's not going to take off and change the world until we get that kind of adoption.
Right.
And we're having a lot of pushback. Well, maybe not pushback from corporates because they don't really understand it too much. And they're a bit scared of trying new things.
I think that last thing is what the big problem is, Brian, because you and I both know if somebody showed them a robot that could do a better job, they'd buy that robot. They wouldn't be scared of that at all. If somebody showed them artificial intelligence, they wouldn't be afraid of artificial intelligence because they know algorithms can save them money. But when you're playing with blockchain, for them, I think they know enough about it to know that when they play with blockchain, they could be playing with fire. Blockchain is not just going to add a new kind of leverage. Blockchain is going to disrupt more, in my opinion, than any other application we've ever had, even including the Internet. What do you think?
Well, I think one of the people to keep worried about blockchain is banks.
That's exactly right.
Part of the part of the beauty of blockchain is you can do peer-to-peer financial transactions. So we don't need banks.
That's right.
We don't need a state agent.
And the blockchain triggers it. It not only can be used to transfer money from you to me, but it can be an element of a smart contract that when proof of work is done, when the project is done, the blockchain doesn't have to ask anybody. It just triggers the payment. When you and I both push a button and say, I got it, and you say you sent it, and I say, I got it, the blockchain just sends the money.
You don't need me, Jim. You've got it all. I can see.
I want you to talk to us about some different ways that you think blockchain will wind up presenting itself, manifesting on Main Street on our small business. What do you think?
Well, to give you an idea, the latest application I've just heard about is with cars, and I think the car is going to be a big thing. In getting blockchain going. So, for example, Land Rover Jaguar, they've just installed a IOTA, which is, it's not a blockchain, it's called a DAG, but it is a distributed ledger technology like blockchain, but it solves most of the problems that blockchains have in terms of scalability and speed and actually cost, because... Mm-hmm. There are no transaction fees on IOTA. But anyway, Jag have installed an IOTA protocol in their cars. Excuse me. So along with their cameras, they can, for example, pick up a pothole if they see it and immediately send that information to the city council or something to identify and repair it. They can send traffic information back. Hold on
to that thought, Brian. I have to take a quick break. We come back, I'm going to ask Brian, how is blockchain going to do what the equivalent of what barcode did?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.